Assad, The Triumph of Tyranny, by Con Coughlin, read by Charles Armstrong. Introduction. The hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in a period of moral crisis, maintain their neutrality. John F. Kennedy. The Syrian civil war will go down in history as the greatest humanitarian calamity of the early 21st century. What began as a series of anti-government protests became one of the most brutal conflicts of the modern age, resulting in the slaughter of hundreds of thousands of Syrians, with millions more being made homeless. At the heart of this conflict was a mild-mannered former ophthalmologist who unexpectedly found himself appointed the president of the Syrian Arab Republic. Bashar al-Assad was the second son of the country's long-serving dictator, Hafez al-Assad, and had not been destined for the leadership. When he did become president in 2000, Bashar was greeted as a refreshing change after the decades of oppressive and despotic rule Syria had endured under Hafez. Prominent world leaders such as Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, and Jacques Chirac were intrigued at the prospect of Bashar, together with his charming Western-educated wife Asma, overseeing a wide-ranging reform program designed to revitalize the moribund Syrian state. Instead, after more than a decade of brutal conflict, Bashar revealed himself to be nothing more than a vicious dictator responsible for committing some of the worst war crimes of the modern age. Under Bashar's personal direction, the country's security forces willfully brutalized the Syrian population, committing acts of barbarity on an industrial scale, whether it involved torturing schoolboys to death or using chemical weapons against his own people. During the four decades or so that I have been covering wars across the globe, I have never encountered a more savage conflict than the Syrian civil war. When I first began my career as a war correspondent in Beirut in the early 1980s, I found it hard to imagine that any conflict would ever match Lebanon's 15-year civil war in terms of the destruction and suffering it caused. During the more intense periods of shelling, I would sleep in the bath for protection against glass and masonry fragments caused by exploding shells, and would wake the following morning to discover a colleague or a friend had been kidnapped by Iran's militiamen. The Iran-Iraq War, which I also covered during this period, may have claimed a million lives, but the majority of those killed were enemy combatants fighting on the front line rather than civilians, as I saw for myself when accompanying Iran's Revolutionary Guard during one particularly grueling offensive. The Bosnian War in the 1990s was another occasion where I was appalled at the willingness of the participants to engage in unrestrained acts of violence. On that occasion, the bloodshed was eventually brought under control by international mediation. And while I have also witnessed immense suffering in more recent conflicts in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya, the utter devastation Syria suffered during its decade-long civil war was on an entirely different scale. In Lebanon, I used to maintain that a key reason the conflict lasted for so long was the involvement of so many other outside powers in the war, the US, Israel, Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, to name just a few. I believe a similar dynamic contributed to Syria's civil war, with a wide range of nations declaring, at different stages in the conflict, a vested interest in its outcome. The failure of the Western powers to follow through on their threat to intervene militarily if Bashar resorted to using chemical weapons effectively ended their involvement. The debate about whether to undertake military interventions when rogue regimes brutalize their own people or threaten global security is a highly contentious issue. The decision by the US and Britain not to take action against the Assad regime was a response in part to the controversies generated by previous interventions in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya. Instead, Russia and Iran came to Assad's rescue, with the result that when the fighting eventually subsided, Bashar al-Assad, the principal architect of his country's misery, had survived in power. Chapter 1. A Doctor Calls.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?